News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Welcome back on board On the Mark. I knew there was a button somewhere over there that had to be thrown. It's Rob's fault. Blame Rob. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Oh, no, I welcome back. I was the one who wasn't here.
Welcome back.
Welcome
Joe.
Back. Glad to be here. Glad to be anywhere, actually.
Considering.
Hey, welcome back on board On the Mark. Today is a delayed Money Matters Monday for the first part of the show, and then we'll be doing the second part of the show a little later on, where we'll open up the phone lines and talk about all the things we didn't get to talk about last week while I was gone. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, and they are, in fact, the premier family-owned dealership in the area since 1915. The North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all of their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. Learn more about them by visiting them online today at sunburymotors.com, or better yet, stop in on North 4th Street in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and find out more about them. Good morning, Robert Garrett, President, CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. Always a pleasure to see your smiling
face. It is fantastic to be here, Joe, and to see you looking so chipper after I wish I could say you looked tanned, rested, and ready, but I don't think there was any tanning involved with last week. But you do look rested and ready, and I suspect that your audience is locked and loaded with a lot to talk about
today.
Well,
just don't irritate me, because I'm supposed to remain calm. Okay. Hard to do on this show.
Well, this is not where you go to remain calm.
No, this is not where you go at all.
That's for sure. Well, just remind the listeners that we call this Monday Matters Monday because we like to quote Zig Ziglar, that all I know about money matters is that money matters. And we'll get into that. But we have a guest this morning. Did you want to bring Sarah Snyder on?
Sarah is already on the line. Good morning, Sarah. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Well, great. I think we all are.
Welcome to the Bob and Joe show here, it seems like, this morning, Sarah. Sarah, I'll say a couple of things in introduction and then ask you to fill in there. And I have one or two prepared questions for you. So first off, Sarah Snyder is the Chamber's 2024 Star of Excellence Award winner. And by the way, Sarah, you are speaking to another one here. Joe McGranahan is also a Star of Excellence Award winner. In fact, you and Joe are, you might say you're in competition because Joe is also a dual winner or a three-time winner of awards from the Chamber of Commerce. But Sarah, you work for a company called Shared Support Services. You are the immediate past president of Leadership Susquehanna Valley and very active in our Young Professionals organization. My first question for you is, what does the Star of Excellence Award mean to you, Sarah? And tell us a little bit about what you do, your vocation, as well as your hobbies, building leaders and working with young professionals in the Valley. But what does being the Star of Excellence mean to you, Sarah Snyder?
Oh, man. As someone who I would consider myself to be a transplant to the area, I'm not from this area and honestly was not involved too much in the chamber or the community when I first came to the area. And it was only through Leadership Susquehanna Valley that I got involved and got to see what was in my community and how I could get more involved. And it has benefited my career with Shared Support. My role, one of my roles is risk manager, but also I do supported employment. So I assist individuals with disabilities in finding competitive employment in their chosen communities. And my my goal or my plan is to really reach out to our local small businesses and get to know who they are and what service they provide to this area and what they might do with an extra set of hands. And one of the best ways to get involved and to meet other business business members was really to be involved in Leadership Susquehanna Valley and the Chamber. And so within those two organizations, I became involved in the Young Professionals, really to just build a network of professional cohorts that I could reach out to when I had a question or whether I had somebody looking for employment within those industries that they represented. And it really, I've developed friendships within all three of the groups that I would not have had outside of that. So the award, I would say what it means to me is that it's an honor to be recognized by the people that I work alongside and volunteer with as someone to know or someone to be aware of, because really getting my name out there is helping me in my goal with shared support in making more contacts and really reaching out to more businesses. So it's an honor, and it's great to know I'm in the presence of another winner. And again, just thank you for the invitation to come on here and chat with you today.
I'm always glad to be called a winner. Usually it's something else. Like a lot of people in this program call me a loser. But Sarah, you know, you've also been active in the Young Professionals. Bob has a scripted question here that he may want to get to, but I'm curious. What is it about Young Professionals? Why is that group necessary? What does it do? What's its function? And what are you hoping to provide to the members who join?
Yeah, it's a really important question, and I think it's a hot topic, especially in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is known as an older state. The population is older, and we are seeing younger people leave our state for jobs outside. And in order for our state to thrive, in order for our area to thrive and our businesses to thrive, we need those young professionals to stay in this area. And so what better way to do that than to connect them with other people of, you know, like-mindedness, you know, to develop personal relationships, professional relationships, but also to see what our community offers. The young professionals really try to get out and engage in different communities. Our most recent event was in Lewisburg. We've been in Mifflinburg. We've done some volunteer work in Milton. We've done a lot in Selinge Grove. So really just branching out and showing them, you know, here are the fun things that are available in our area, but here are some other ways to get connected and to give back in your community. And I think by getting those people together, getting that group of people together, encourages people to stay put in our area or even to move to our area. So it's really important that this group exists and that we continue to be strong, that we continue to have that strong presence in this area.
Go ahead, Joe. Sarah, I guess I was going to follow up. I won't go with my scripted question because I think Joe did a fine job beyond the script. But I guess I remember hearing the term from young professional leaders that you're trying to create stickiness, that the idea is that people get recruited here to work in various companies, and they get here and they find out there's not a lot of people they have a lot in common with the folks here because they don't know the folks here. Tell us a little about this stickiness. And then back to my scripted question is particularly now, you know, the recent college grads, the folks that are coming out of the military, the folks coming out of trade schools, you know, a big chunk of their academic career was during the pandemic. And it seems like they could use a little help with their social skills, their networking and building that network. Because I think we all recognize that you know smarts can get you so far. It's who you know that'll get you to the end goal. How does the young professionals? How do they create stickiness? And then also, how are they helping to create and expand networks in the greater Susquehanna Valley?
Sure. So stickiness, I think, is really just where people feel like they fit in, where they can connect. And that kind of goes back to my previous answer and feeling like you belong, really, in an area. And some people have the goal of really just wanting to get out and have fun and to develop, you know, deeper relationships, friendships. And then other people are looking for ways that they can give back or get involved in their community. So I think finding something that works for them, finding something where they feel as though they fit in and that they are contributing to the community in some way, but also getting something back, creates that stickiness. It creates that return, you know, where we see people come back for more and more young professional events or wanting to get involved a little bit deeper into other programs like Leadership Susquehanna Valley. And to the other point, you know, developing those relationships, you're right, COVID took a lot from us, and we're having to reassess how we interact with people outside of technology and away from screens. And so it does create a challenge. And back when we first brought back the young professionals, the reason why I chose to do a game night was I was tired of sitting at home. I love my family. I love my kids, but I wanted to get out and I wanted to get back into that habit and routine of networking. And so what we found was with that first event that we had over 20 some people, which was outstanding. And what we found was people wanted to get back out. They wanted to be more engaged with other people. They wanted to have fun. And so, you know, it's really important in with my employment services that I work in, you know, it is all about who you know. And so creating those relationships and that networking opportunity for people where it's a safe environment, you can come and have fun, you can also come and talk business. You know, I think creating those environments that appear to be exciting and interesting really allows people to let their guard down and to engage with people in a new way. And that's really what we're trying to do, is to make it fun, to bring fun back, while also volunteering in the community and giving back to our community, because that's important too. We don't want to just be known as the fun group. We want to be known as the group that gives back.
Well, congratulations again on your award, Sarah. You know, it sounds like it's richly deserved, and I certainly compliment you for your hard work and dedication to the Chamber. And really, I think there are very few organizations that do as much for this valley as the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, the more people who participate in that and the more people who make it strong, the better off all of us are and the better off our economy is. So, Sarah, congratulations again, and thank you so much for your hard work and dedication.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we have to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more of On the Mark on WKOK. Today is Money Matters Money or Maddie Matters
Money Matters Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You keep changing that on
all
me.
All I know
I'm
about Money Matters,
matters
is money matters.
Matters. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll do choral reading when we return.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
We're back on board On the Mark. Joining us now is the Chamber Chair, Amy Buhner, we're going to talk a little bit about economic numbers this morning. So, Amy, would you give us a rundown? And certainly real estate is a leading economic indicator. How are we doing here in the Valley now with real estate and the economy in general, if you will?
Well, hello, good morning, happy long weekend. I have to mention that I said on Saturday afternoon that I was really tired of all the Saturdays last week. So I'm really glad that it's Money Matters Monday, because Monday matters to me today. Routine. So back to work, and real estate is still interesting. 17 years doing this, and I feel like every day is a new adventure. But interest rates have been mostly stable for the last few months. Inventory seems to be loosening up a bit. We're seeing more listings come on. There's still more buyers than listings from what I am seeing, but the market is not quite as competitive and difficult as it had been for the last couple of months again. So I always tend to think and say that people, you get used to your new normal for the last 4 years in every aspect of life. More than ever, we've been, I think, just getting used to a new normal. So you take a deep breath, you realize what's happening, you adjust accordingly, you figure out how you fit into that financially or otherwise, and keep right on going. So I think real estate is stable for the most part in our area. You know, prices have gone up, values of properties have gone up. It's hard for some people, but it's I think good for the community. And
I may ask you, Amy, how high are the prices? I mean, we know about inflation at the grocery store. Are home prices inflated? Are rental prices inflated, and to what extent?
I would say that they appreciated an increase, but I'm not sure that I would call them inflated. I think our area, there's a wise man who taught me a lot, and that Art Bowen, I think he was a Star of Excellence winner at some point as well. I know he was a Chamber Award winner, but Art taught me how stable our area was by comparison to others. So having gotten my license in 2008, which most people know was an extremely tumultuous time in the real estate industry, the 1 to 1.5% appreciation or depreciation that we were kind of used to did increase to what is more of a national average of 2 to 3%. And I think we're back to an annual 1 to 1.5%. I will say that, you know, 2018 and 2019 prices or values, there's a pretty significant appreciation in those over the last 5 years. Inflated, maybe, but will they stay stable and or depreciate or lower in value? I do not think so.
Okay. Well, Bob, moving on to the numbers generally, what are you folks seeing at the Chamber with respect to unemployment and other key economic indicators?
Yeah, well, let me cover the numbers.
Sure.
You know, Joe and I were lamenting that in this highly politicized environment that we like to call an election year, but which year is not an election year, it seems, these
right.
days.
They
but
all
the,
are.
But they're all election years. The numbers in the greater Susquehanna Valley, we're still holding our – we're doing quite well. Montour County at 2.9%, tied for the lowest unemployment county in the state. Union and Snyder are right in the low 3% area. And as always, Northumberland County is slightly higher than the rest at 4.4%. But, Joe, you and I and Amy, you remember that we used to talk about 5%. Unemployment as full employment.
Right.
What's interesting is in the 10 years I've been at the Chamber, we've never gotten, except for a couple of months during COVID, and we all know that was temporary, government-inspired. They weren't real layoffs. They were go home and I will call you when it's safe to come back,
right.
Sort of numbers. So we're doing fine. In fact, we are leading as a region. We are leading the state. What was interesting to me, now again, this is a one-off, a single month, but for the month of May, Pennsylvania's participation rate, that's a reminder, that's the rate, the number of people or the rate of people between the ages of 18 and 59 who can be in the workforce, who are in the workforce, actually went up 3 full percentage points.
Wow.
During that time. Now, we also had a slight uptick in unemployment. Well, that makes perfect sense. If you have more people looking for work, you're going to have a slightly higher unemployment rate statewide. The U.S. unemployment rate just came in on Friday with breaking news and, of course, was immediately thrown into a mosh pit of politics and garbled in such a way you couldn't understand, was at 4.1%. So a slight tick up, but 206,000 jobs created. So what we talk about at the Chamber's churn, as long as we're creating about $200,000 jobs per year, per month, we're that's the churn. That's we're replacing the people that are coming out of the labor force with people going into it. So and pretty soon we'll start to see those new grads. The issue we're talking about with Sarah about how do we create stickiness. We'll see those folks moving into the labor force. But I want to go back to Amy and just ask Amy, with when you're dealing with a let's say a home buyers on the younger side, a young couple or some folks looking to make permanent roots here in the greater Susquehanna Valley, what are the concerns? What's the hand-wringing that they're doing? What could we be doing better in the greater Susquehanna Valley to attract folks to our valley to fill the jobs? Because we still are very much a labor shortage area. What can we do to recruit those folks here, particularly those that are looking for deep roots and are looking to purchase real estate?
I think it's pretty things to do. It's an interesting balance of having some diversity in the activities and adventures, if you will, businesses, small businesses that are available. I think, you know, the Chamber doing what it always does and looking at promoting and assisting and supporting both the larger industries but also the small businesses that help to attract. Our area being a smaller area than the urban areas, a lot of times when folks are coming here to relocate or to come back home, it's because of, in large part, they want the small town feel with some of the amenities that you get in the larger areas, the diversity in food and drink and activities and music and all those things. So I think a lot of it is that, and making sure that we do show the variety of activities. One of the things that always kind of fascinates me when I revisit it is how much outdoor access we have, you know, trails and so resources such as the Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce, so that we can make sure to connect with people coming to the area and provide those resources and information in a way that we're getting the word out there, you know, making sure that people know and understand what is available rather than letting them feel like there isn't anything available.
Very good point, Amy. And Bob, you want to wrap her up here?
Yeah,
let's
talk
about what do we need to know.
Okay, the news you can use, as it were. Yeah. Thank you, Amy, for calling
Amy.
For setting the stage, setting the table, if you will, Joe, on the things that the Chamber needs to be doing. We can't be unidimensional. We have to cover all bases, and I think you mentioned that earlier. Also, thank you to Sarah Snyder for her call in this morning, our Star of Excellence Award winner. I didn't mention, Joe, that Sarah has a little small business on the side called Sarah's Sweeties, which maybe once we get these microphones working again in the studio, we'll have Sarah's Sweeties come in with some taste tests for us. I'm sure they'll be perfectly healthy, cardiologist approved for you and me. So that'll be
that.
Fine.
I want the gooey stuff. Hey,
okay. Hey, a couple things coming up with the Chamber. We have next week, we'll have our paella and pollinators. Real fun event right in the parking lot of our headquarters in Shamokin Dam. Love for folks to come out. You can learn about the importance of pollinators and have a delicious paella meal. That sounds exotic and far away, but it's all local foods from here. Then on August 6th, we have our member success breakfast. That's a great time for our members to come out and explore the how they can get the most out of their membership. And then our young professionals later in August on the 24th will be having their paddle party. Of course, this Friday, Joe, you and I will be doing the Transportation right. Committee meeting and hearing all the updates on the Susquehanna Valley Thruway. So that'll be interesting. And our committees, with the exception of the Transportation Committee, take July off, but Joe keeps us at work because we have a thruway to build and a few other modes of transportation to keep rolling.
So. Well, we got construction going on in July. It doesn't make sense for us to take the month off. Now, December, there's not much going on, and so we do take December off. So that's good.
And we really hope that there's nothing going on, because that would be bad weather.
Right.
So
Next month, I want a full description of the paddle party. It sounds a little kinky.
Bob? Well, let me assure you that it could be worse. It could be oars, which rhymes with another word. So
we won't go there.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Money Matters Monday. Bob Garrett, Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. We'll see you back here on the first Monday in August. So about 2 weeks off, and then we're going to be back at it again.
We'll be right back.
Bob, thanks so much. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with On the Mark, 570-743-7704. The hotlines are ringing already. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Well, I'm pressing the commercial button, but nothing is happening. Is there anything you can do about that over there, Rob? Well, I'm pressing the commercial button.
Auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back on board On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Our hotline's open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Two callers on the line already. One line is open, so give us a call. Stan, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you.
since the last time we've spoken, things have changed in the Democrat Party, don't you think?
Oh, substantially.
The Party of Democracy is trying to decide how to throw their current candidate under the bus, you know, democracy and all, considering the people that voted for him in the primary selected him to be their running, you know, their candidate.
Right.
So, you know, that's democracy, isn't it? Ain't that what you do? The people decide in the party, bigwigs decide, well, if this ain't going to happen, we're going to throw him under the bus, because that sure seems to be what might happen. Now, it's not undeserved, but, you know, after that debate performance.
Well, it was, yeah, I must admit, I did watch that, and it was rather sad. I mean, you know, and all of a sudden, halfway through it, he's got a cold. He didn't have a cold beforehand. And then the lying Jean-Pierre saying, no, he didn't see a doctor. And then he says, oh, yeah, I saw a doctor. The doctor was worried about me. He wanted to give me a test. You know, so, I mean, they can't get out of their own way. They're lying so fast and stumbling all over themselves down there. Quite frankly, it's not only embarrassing, it's sad.
Well, Joe, we have been warning these people of this for 6 years. It was obvious in 2019 that he was on a downhill slide in the mental department.
Yep.
Obvious. But they've lied about it. They've covered it up. And now they seem all shocked You hear the people and the pundits, after the debate, they were shocked at such poor performance. It was obvious to anybody that bothered to look, but they know it. They've been lying to the world for the past 6 years because, you know, Trump, orange man, bad.
Well, and I think, you know, they made fun of Fox. Fox has covered his decline, his cognitive decline for a number of years, and the stories that they manipulated the videos. Oh, it's awful what they've done. And now all of a sudden, the Democrats are out running around saying, we got to dump this guy, including Jerry Nadler, which I find fascinating.
And Nadler needs to be dumped, too. But that's a whole other story. No, I think they should leave Joey in and Kamala and see what happens in November.
Yep.
Hey, they made their bed. Now they got a lie in it, right?
Yep. You're right.
You know, I just, you know, but I'm waiting for the, you know, the defenders of Joe to come on here and say, you know, hey, don't matter how bad, he could be in a coma, because I've heard that. He could be in a coma, and I'm still going to vote for him rather than Trump. It's amusing.
Yeah, there was
amusing.
Some lady on one of the channels this morning said she would vote for Biden even if he was in a coffin. So,
exactly. They're sycophants. You talk about a cult. Oh, man, I can hardly wait to the likes of E.D. and Tom to call in and say how well Biden's doing. You know, he's just awesome. He's doing the world of wonders it's all been out there, obvious to anybody that's willing to look.
Usually,
and
when
not
I,
listen to the mainstream media, because they've been lying to us.
Right, usually when I come in on a Monday, I always check to see if EB has written a note over the weekend. I thought maybe there'd be a note from last week trying to justify Biden's behavior, but EB has been strangely silent on this issue.
That's because you can't justify it. There's absolutely no way to justify it. You know, he has such respect for the military that he forgot that he had 13 people die in Afghanistan and 3 in, I believe it was, Jordan, under his watch, when he claimed that no soldiers under his watch died. Blatant lie, right there on national television during the debate.
Well,
but Trump's
know.
A liar.
I thought the best line in the whole debate was when Biden was mumbling coherently and he said, we finally beat Medicare, and Trump picked up on it and said, yeah, you beat it. You beat it to death.
Well, that and then the moderators asked him for a response to something that Biden was mumbling, and Trump says, I don't have a clue what he said.
No.
And I don't think he does either.
Well, you know, in Biden's defense, he did get better toward the end, you know, but by that point,
not really.
It was
his
too
late.
His closing
statement was pathetic.
Well, I mean, here's the problem. The Democrats should have known all along, and Biden and his family should have made the decision to just be a one-term president and bow out while he could. I don't think he should be subjected to this. I mean, like the guy or hate him, he's devoted his life to trying to serve America as he saw fit. And I think maybe we disagree with him. The things he chose aren't the things we'd choose. But, you know, the guy did try to do his best for the country, in my opinion. So, I mean, I don't think anybody deserves to go out this way, becoming, in effect, a laughingstock.
Well, Joe, I look at it this way. You're right. I agree with nothing that he's done in his whole storied career, you know, in the Senate and as VP. It was all to benefit Joey. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. His family knew it. But Jilly is so, you know, hyped up on being the first lady that she'll never give it up without a fight, and that's what she's doing right now.
Okay, we'll give you the last word, sir. We have two other calls we got to get to. So,
well, it's going to be amusing to watch as a party of democracy throws their chosen candidate by the voters under the bus. Y'all have a great day.
I love that
Isn't
old
democracy
song.
Wonderful.
The wheels of the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. All right, thanks, Dan.
Bye.
Appreciate your call. Okay, Eric, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir. From where are you? Oh, Port Trevor.
Port Trevor.
Okay.
Where am I always, Joe?
Poor Trevor.
I've been on this show many times saying I did not feel that President Biden was the best candidate that the Democrats could put forward.
You have indeed.
What I saw last chilled me to the bone. President Biden showed, I think, to the whole world that he has been a great president. It's time to step aside and let someone else lead, bringing forth the principles, though, that he has been backing. And it's interesting that those principles of the Democratic Party were the ones reinforced by your people this morning on the Money Matters environment, the great environment we have here in central Pennsylvania, and also transportation. Two of the major issues that the Democrats have put forth, you know, environment and reconstructing Pennsylvania, including the thruway and great highway system, which allows our people to enjoy the beauty of our valley here and still work perhaps in Harrisburg or with good internet, you know, from home.
Right.
Two of the values that the Democratic Party has put forth. Would you be in agreement, or are you going to disagree with me?
No, I think you make a good point. I can see both sides of the argument, but your point's a valid point. Very valid.
So the point is we do have someone who, as Stan said, has been elected, you know, selection, because we haven't had really any other choices forth to us, and I blame the party mongers and the Democratic Party for not you know, allowing us to have that. But having seen now that what happens, I think President Biden must decide, hey, what's best for the country? Have to keep Donald Trump, who is a convicted felon, and whether you say it's right or wrong, the facts, and also Supreme Court, which now has decreed that if he gets back in office, someone who has the law and he's convicted of it is going to be free from prosecution if he does it again.
Now, that's
frightening. To be frightening to America.
It may be frightening, but it's not true. I mean, if you read the Supreme Court's opinion, the majority opinion written by the Chief Justice, it makes it pretty clear where the lines are drawn. And it's fun to say, oh, yes, he can have SEAL Team 6 take out his opponent and they can't do anything about it. But that's not true. And it's intellectually dishonest to say that that's what the opinion
is. In your opinion, then, if one January 6th, is he, based upon this decision, is he free from prosecution for anything he did on January 6th?
If it was an official act and not a personal act. Now, let me finish. If you think that what he did was to benefit himself personally, then under the terms of the Supreme Court, it would not be immune from prosecution. But if it was an official act, then it would be immune from prosecution. And that makes sense. I'm sorry. Our presidents, whether they're Republican or Democrat.
How can a president ask a bunch of rioters to attack Congress?
He didn't.
And send them out and prevent them from doing. Now, let me finish. I've got the call.
Okay.
And prevent the Congress from finishing up their actions there with the vice president to declare that, you know, that we have a winner. He commanded these rioters to go in there and prevent that, and they damn near did. Okay, if he wasn't acting as you're trying to say that as a standing president, that should be to do whatever he has to stay in power?
That's not my point at all, and you're ignoring my point. There is a difference between things he did to benefit himself personally and things he did as official acts. In telling people to go in there and try and stop a count to preserve himself in office, I believe he was doing something personal. But and let's say if he had ordered in, now let me finish. If he had ordered in the National Guard to try and stop it, that would have been an official act and therefore immune. I think every president should have a certain amount of immunity from prosecution. I don't care whether it's Joe Biden or whether it's Barack Obama or Ronald Reagan. That should be there. You know, I don't think we should have our presidents worried, looking over their shoulders every time they have to make a tough decision. Should they be allowed to send SEAL Team 6 in to kill somebody? Absolutely not. And the Supreme Court makes that pretty clear.
Should they be allowed to send a partisan crowd, he would just spew, to turn around and attack the capital of the states to prevent those folks from doing their official acts they're supposed to be doing?
I must have missed a word. I missed the part where he said, "Go down there and attack them and stop them from doing anything." I missed that part. Where did he say that?
I heard fight like hell.
Did you hear
an official act? You didn't do a damn thing to stop it.
Did you hear there? Go down there peacefully and exercise your rights. Let your voice be heard. Did you hear that part too? Or did you just hear
after
the part?
After he said fight like hell.
I'm sorry. He said them both.
Okay, if that's the case,
If he said fight like hell first and then said go down there peacefully, doesn't go down there peacefully, Trump, fight like hell?
The bottom line is this.
Okay.
America has a choice. They can, again, with the caveats of what's now happened with this word, and put a dictator in, or we can put in another sides who will continue to follow the platforms of the Democratic Party to assist people in the middle class, try to extend health care, to try to address the issues of our economy, and to try to also continue to address the environment.
Okay, Eric,
and
we
to
got
try to build back America better.
We got
the choice is America's.
Okay, we got two more calls to take and a break to take. Eric, thanks so
much.
Thank you,
Joe. I appreciate it. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Okay, Bill, Tom, hang on. We've got to take our final break of the day. We'll be back in just a moment with more of On the Mark.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Okay, I guess there is no bumper music. Oh, there it is. Welcome back on board On the Mark, 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Bill, you have been most patient from Bloomsburg. You are on the mark, sir. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Hey, where do you even start? I still see we have a lot of Kool-Aid drinking headline listeners, you know, on CNN pushing the fake narratives. But you said that you felt sorry for Joe Biden.
I do. I don't think he should go out this way.
Huh?
I don't think he should go out this way, to be honest with you.
I think he should go out in handcuffs. Listen, September 5th, right, is the Hunter Biden trial for the IRS and whatnot, right?
Right.
On that laptop, they have validated bank statements worth $18.4 million worth of corruption on the Biden crime family, right? They know all this. He will not step down. And Ted Cruz and just came out, and they verified when the White House signing log sheet, since 2020, the top specialist from doctor from Hopkins University on Parkinson's has visited the White House. Why would they go to the White House? Why would the top doctor in the nation for Parkinson's go to the White House?
I don't know, but I haven't seen any physical signs of President Biden having Parkinson. As a view,
I didn't. Well, he can be evaluated. I'm not saying he has it or don't have it. I think he has dementia, but at the highest level, not the highest level, but stage five. But and you know, not getting back to the you know him in the election and right. So right now, the Democrats have about. What, $300-400 million in their campaign and whatnot. Now there's a time frame if it's earmarked for Biden Harris. All right. So it's either they lose that money or they continue to push Harris. This Michelle Obama, they gotta keep the circle tight, you know what I mean? The corruption circle, they gotta keep it tight. So now she's drinking the Kool-Aid now. There's talk that they're gonna lean towards her, right now.
Lean towards who? You mentioned two women. Which
Harris.
One? Harris.
Okay. Harris. Now this last interview that Biden had with that Wallace was his name.
No, it was George Stephanopoulos.
Stephanopoulos, right? Now that's a setup. They wanted that interview to make Biden look bad, and they did. All right, they're trickling him to out. And Harris, they can't get him. They don't want him to run, right? He's. Go ahead, we'll let you finish your term, but we don't want you to run. So when it gets closer to convention, all she has to do is write a declaration, right, to the cabinet, to the country.
About what?
That Biden is unfit, and it goes to a vote. There's 15 cabinet members. All she needs is a majority vote from 15 cabinet members. And she is immediately our president. I don't know if you know that.
Well, it's the 25th Amendment. Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, she becomes the president immediately, right there after the vote. Now, Biden could appeal it. He could write a declaration of appeal, and he could appeal it, and then you know it goes whatever. I don't want to say a trial, but a committee or whatever, and then it gets voted on. Then it has to get voted on by a council, whether it be the Senate and the House and whatnot, and then determine if Biden goes back into office. You understand that she could take over in a minute, and that's their last card.
Well, there has to be some sort of provision in there for the president to get himself exonerated. So, yeah, I understand that, and it makes sense.
But the Democratic coup, the Democratic Party, right? They're not dumb. Before that debate, they threw him in there. They want him out. They're losing. Even if he went in there and nailed that debate, he's still behind. He's still going to lose the country because of the border.
Look, Bill, we'll have to give you the final 30 seconds because I have another caller I want to get them on, too. And then tomorrow we'll have plenty of time. We'll open up the phone lines at the very beginning. So wrap her up, sir, and we'll give you more time tomorrow.
Hey, great one. Just keep going. Listen, here's the last word. Biden did an interview in Philadelphia on a black radio station.
Right.
The manager of the radio station admitted that the White House Democratic coup gave her 8 questions.
Right.
She used 4 of them on the radio program, and the owner found out and made her resign.
Right. That was this morning. I'm sorry. We have to move on. I'm sorry. Bill, we'll take you tomorrow. But he's right. That did happen. I have that story. A black radio station in Philadelphia, and they fired the reporter this morning. Joseph, you're on the mark from Milton. Good morning, sir. We'll give you the last few minutes here.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. You were talking to the other gentleman about what President Trump said about going peacefully down there and protesting, right?
Right.
They don't want to ever acknowledge that fact. But I want to add on to that. He not only said peacefully, but he said patriotically. Right. Did he not?
He did indeed. Yes, he did.
Now, I consider George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Paul Revere, Samuel Adams, these men as patriots. Do you?
I do indeed.
Okay. How did they protest? How did they protest the government of King George III's authority on the colonies? They took arms and blew the redcoats away. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. That's how we were founded.
Well, then I wonder if President Trump didn't mean go down there peacefully and then ended up patriotically. If peacefully didn't work, we'll do it like the patriots did of old.
I don't know if that he meant that.
That's what the Second Amendment is about. It isn't about hunting. It's about bearing arms about enemies, foreign and domestic,
right.
You know?
Yep.
And don't misunderstand me.
Joseph,
as a believer in the Savior,
Joseph,
I advocate that.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to call back tomorrow. We'll give you more time. We're out of time for today. Hey, it's great to be back. I'm sorry we didn't have as much time today as we will have tomorrow, but the program will be here tomorrow, and all the phone lines will be open from the very beginning, and we'll invite your calls on these topics. This is WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.